Welcome back to Zimmer Social. I'm your host, Tony Destin. And let's get this John started. Alright, I'm not gonna lie here, bro. I've really been fucking with meditation. I don't know what it is. I feel like it's hitting different. It's really hitting different. That's the best way to describe it. And I feel like, I don't know, it's a little weird for me. Because I have like a weird relationship with meditation in the first place. Because I have a lot of friends who do it. And I'm just like, alright, I try to get into it. And first I was just like, alright, I don't get it. I just didn't get it. It just made no sense to me, really. And that, I think, since I didn't understand it, really turned me off to the idea of meditation, so I really wasn't for it. And then, once I got to a point where, like, you know what, like, I got a little bit older, I was like, you know what, I said, fuck it, you know what, I'll actually try it. And then when I would try it, I didn't know if I was doing it right, or Because I feel like maybe that's not what is working, or maybe I'm doing it right and I just don't feel anything at all, and I'm just like, I don't understand what to feel. Like, by like the first 2, 3, 4 times, I was like, this is not it. And I realized lately, I just been really diving down in a lot of just like one-on-one interviews with a lot of just like people who own like 500 fortune companies and A, B, and C and all those other things. And a lot of things just like, yeah, I just have my morning routine where, you know, people talk about exercise, you know, eating right, blah, blah. And it's like, yeah, a lot of them said, yeah, I also meditate in the morning. I'm just like, yo, what is up with this, bro? And I'm thinking to myself, bro, all right, if everybody's saying the same thing, there must be something about meditation that I'm missing. Maybe it's just me, honestly. So I told myself I want to go on Instagram, and I was like, you know what? I am going to outline this entire experience. I'm just going to, every morning when I wake up, I'm just going to just meditate, just to make sure I do it. I saw like a nice little, I can't remember the name from the top of my head, but this guy, the first thing he does before he goes to bed and sets his bed up, he puts his phone in the charger, and he puts the charger across the room. To a point where, like, if I need to see my phone when I woke up or something, I would have to purposely get up in the first place. So he said, since I have to get up anyway, before he picks up his phone, he meditates. And I was like, you know what, yo, that is dope. I'm just gonna start doing that. So, cause I don't per se like when I just pick up my phone right after I, like, I've been sleeping. I mean, it's just like whatever for me. So I'm just like, ugh, I'm not a big fan of that. So let's do something different. So then, all right, did the first day, and I was just like, all right. We're gonna get in the zone. I realized that, like, oh crap, I didn't know what I was per se doing or how I should be doing this. So I got an app called Simple Habit where, like, they help you meditate. But then I realized, damn it, isn't this counterproductive, that the fact that I gotta use my phone to meditate even though I didn't want to use my phone? Even though it was like that, I feel like it still helped in a sense, because I had to, like, be conscious of what I was doing. Like, when I have my phone under my pillow sometimes or kind of side, like, I subconsciously just, like, kind of just said, check everything. But knowing that, oh, I'm waking up, my phone's across the room, like, oh, crap, I'm putting myself in a mindset of, like, I'm about to meditate. This is about to happen. So, like, when I grab that phone, I'm going straight to that app, and then I can't look at notifications. I'm trying not to do nothing. No calls, no nada, all right? So I feel like that still helps, because it puts me in the mindset of, okay, I'm going to do this. So I did it. First day was like, okay. I don't know if I felt it. As strong as I did, but I don't know. I felt pretty solid, actually. I was actually a little surprised. And I thought to myself, maybe it's because, like, I'm not next to my phone. And, like, I'm actually, like, because your mind is so susceptible in the morning, maybe I'm just like, oh, crap, I can take this in more. Because usually, other than that, when I try to meditate, it's in the middle of the day, and my mind's been through so much just life noise. So I was like, all right, pretty dope. All right, boom. Next day, did it again. I felt pretty solid. I was like, okay, I'm trying to get in this. But, like, I thought to myself, even though it was the second day, I was like, no, maybe I can do a little bit more. And the fact that I can try to do some self stuff before the real stuff, if that makes any sense. So I got in the habit after that of just, like, when I wake up now, my phone's still across the room, but I sit there in my bed for a little bit and try to do my own meditation. Because I realize a lot of them, like, have a lot of the same ideas, at least when it comes to meditating. So, like, you know what? From what I've learned the last 2 days, I think I can use it just to go. And I think what really helps is not really just dwelling on myself, like, am I doing this right? I just used what I thought, and I just practiced, and I just did it. So it's just like, fuck it, I just did it. And I feel like, I actually felt like that was way better. When I woke up in the morning and meditated first, then meditated again for like another 5 minutes on, like, the phone app to help me feel more guided, I felt great. I feel like it helped me try to get in this mojo, in this mood. And I don't know, I'm gonna talk more in depth about my meditation journey and like whatnot, but like, I don't know. One, I think meditating is actually kind of fun now. And it's starting to become fast. Like, I'm doing 10-minute, 15-minute sessions and it's just like, I'm done. I'm just like, oh wait, it's been 10, 15 minutes. I feel like, I don't know, it's exciting to like wake up in the morning and share these ideas, which is funny because I feel like whenever I do so stuff sometimes, like I forget that people can like see it. So I literally went to the bar this weekend, and like this girl comes up, she's just like, oh my gosh, I love your meditation videos. My boy Angela hits me up, he's like, oh yo bro, meditation great, I want to talk more ideas, this. And I'm just thinking like, yo, it's just like, it's funny, it's like people also like do it too. I feel like meditation just, it feels like a private thing because I usually just do it in my lonesome and not with other people, but like, I forget like other people partake in it. I feel like, I don't know, it's really interesting just to talk about different like ideas and just feelings, how it makes you feel. And I feel like meditation is actually starting to open up a lot more doors for me, which is really dope. I love it. Yay. But that is it for this episode of Zemer Social. You know what? If you really fucked with it, want to keep up with me, want to keep up on IG, because that's where I put my daily stories, if you want to keep up, follow me at Tony_Destin. Also, if you love me and you want to keep up with me visually to see this sexy face on camera, follow my YouTube at Tony Destin. And, my Twitter. You already know what it is, Tony Destin. So, yep, that's it. Welcome to the Marination, y'all.